For a look at the political fallout from today's court ruling and an update on the California gubernatorial race, we now turn to Dan Weintraub, columnist and political blogger for the Sacramento Bee. Hello, Dan.
Good morning.
Dan, it seems the recall is on again. Does it look like Governor Gray Davis is still in trouble, or has all this legal wrangling undermined support for the recall effort?
Well, I think he's still in trouble. He's clearly closed the gap over the last 3 or 4 weeks, but I think he is still trailing, and I'm still not completely confident that the polls that we're seeing are measuring the true feelings of the electorate, because I think it's still possible that a lot of people will be voting in this election who had not voted in recent races, and they may be undercounted by the traditional polling methods.
With all the twists and turns, can you tell whether voter interest is holding up, whether this is encouraging voter interest or whether they're getting discouraged?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that voter interest declined with the announcement a week ago that the election was going to be postponed. Up to that point, almost 500,000 ballots had already been cast, and that those absentee ballots slowed to a trickle after that point. People weren't going to be submitting ballots that they didn't know if they would count or not. And I think that was probably a reflection of interest overall. So now the candidates are going to have to jump back in and re-spark that interest in the race. And I think Wednesday night's debate will be the place where that happens.
But it seems like California voters are following this pretty closely and reacting quickly.
Yeah, they're following it more closely than any election in recent history. I just think that that supercharged level of 98% following it probably declined over the last week with the confusion over the election date and the court decision.
Now, there's also this wrinkle. Darrell Issa, the conservative congressman who was the driving force behind the recall, now says he'll oppose it if one of the two leading Republican candidates, Arnold Schwarzenegger or Tom McClintock, doesn't drop out. That needs some explaining, I think.
Yeah, well, Issa's afraid, as many Republicans are, that if both McClintock and Schwarzenegger keep slugging it out, that they are going to divide the Republican vote and hand the election to Cruz Bustamante. And what Issa is saying is he'd rather keep Gray Davis in office than have Cruz Bustamante elected after recalling the incumbent. That's a tough question for the Republicans. McClintock is saying that he's going to keep fighting, and he is confident that his supporters, if they conclude on Election Day that he cannot win, will vote for Schwarzenegger. So he says it's not a problem. But, of course, with hundreds of thousands of votes already cast, there are many already in the bank for McClintock, and if Schwarzenegger and Bustamante finish in a dead heat, then the votes already cast for McClintock could hand it to Bustamante.
Very good. Dan Weintraub, columnist and political blogger for the Sacramento Bee. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.